record, favorite label, favorite cassettes, things like that. And I'll be playing a lot of that stuff for the next 4 weeks. And we'll play the result of that, your favorites of 1987, on Wednesday, December 30th. So the next 2 weeks, I'll be playing a lot of new stuff in to squeeze everything in before December starts. So hold back on those calls for requests. We'll play, get to those the next few weeks, though. Last year, this next band, in fact, won Best Cassette of 1986. And finally, Discord Records puts the record out. The band is called Embrace. The record is out, and we're going to hear Spoke here on Turmoil.
Thank you. future, but we all feel for each other. That's the point in our lives. It's a love thing. We got something for you. It's a love thing. We got something for him. It's a love. It's a love. It's a love. Truly I'm Johnny, but I sing a dream. K-I-S-I-N-G. What's my love? Bang up marriage. Bang up to the president of the United States. Down Pennsylvania Avenue. And I said,
I tell you, this is the Reverend Joe from DOA here, and when you're in a state of anxiety and depression, there's only one way to get out of this turmoil, and that's to listen to, Lordy, listen to Turmoil on WUSB Stony Brook, New York. Oh, Lordy, you gotta listen to it.
...90.1 FM Turmoil with DOA, and that was 51st State from their record called... What was their record called? True North, Strong and Free, and we heard 51st State from them. Right before that, in fact, No Means No gave us Love Thang from their record Sex Mad on Alternative Tentacles Records. That's my choice, like one of the best records of 1987. Started off with Embrace with Spoke, and that featured Ian McKay on vocals. He's in a new band now called Fugazi, and they'll be playing around the East Coast in December. Embrace, No Means No, DOA. Going to take a quick time out now to play sort of an excerpt of a conversation I had with DOA up in Providence, Rhode Island earlier this year with Brian Gobble and Dave Gregg, and I think Joey throws some comments in too. Saw them at a place called The Living Room, and really nice club to see a show at, but to do an interview when it's really the worst because they have the dressing rooms right next to the stage, so the PA and all the noise sort of gets picked up when you're talking in there. Really difficult to talk, but we're going to hear maybe most of the conversation that took place between me and the band right after we get this next song all set up called Nazi Training Camp from DOA here on Turmoil.
But it seems in the last 3 years, the more popular bands have started heading in the more political direction that you guys have been doing for so long. Does it seem to bother you now that, say, someone like a Bruce Springsteen all of a sudden picks up War and there's a version of that, or there's all these benefits and...
I don't know. Well, Bruce, he's probably been doing War as long as DOA has, for all I know. You know, I don't know. I think Bruce Springsteen's been pretty political throughout his career, so... I don't think that doesn't bother me at all, you know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, politics has never been something that we've been trying to popularize ourselves by being sort of political. Being political is just sort of more where our heads are at. So if more people want to get on the political bandwagon, all the more power to them, I say. So
do you think there's the lack of political bands these days? It seems more and more punk bands are sort of going more mainstream, staying away from the politics, just playing it safe.
You could be right. I mean, they're probably not, you know, once when you had like the Dead Kennedys out there being like ultra political and controversial, it was a lot more high profile. So in that way, politics probably isn't as publicized as it was, or well known anyways. I don't know if other bands are doing it or like staying away from it, or whether it just isn't being done by bands that are like really taken seriously or, but then that's probably I don't know if that's a really clear answer on the whole thing. Try another question, something I can...
Okay, well, you know, 51st Day, sort of like, you know, Canada, you know...
Well, that's kind of comically political in a way. I think that's, well, what would you say about that?
I'd say that we have a more realistic view of our position in the world. You know, most Canadians, they put on this big act, you know, about how we're so different and blah, 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 blah. Bullshit. We're exactly the same. We aspire to the same levels of mediocrity, and we let you test your thinking cruise missile in the north, and we're partners in NATO, and all this stuff. So we thought somebody better take a little more realistic and hopefully more humorous look at it. Because, you know, I think that the last sort of frontier for people to sink their teeth into is defining themselves culturally. I mean, there's obviously lots of frontiers, medicine and space and undersea world and that, but for people that are interested in culture, defining your nationality and your culture is quite a challenge. And to, you know, make it into something that's more than what it currently is, which is, you know, a bunch of rhetoric, right?
Right.
And you'll notice that the title for our new album is True North, Strong and Free, which is one of the lines of the Canadian National Anthem. And, you know, what we're saying by something like that, or what I would say about that is that we would like things like that to be more than just words that you mouth, you know, at the hockey game or at the football game. But, you know, think about that and turn that into a reality. Turn it into, like, the true North, strong and free, instead of just repeating what's been said hundreds and hundreds of times. It has no meaning anymore. It's not free. It's not true. You know, right now there's a big racial crackdown going on in Canada with people that have been granted temporary visas to come to the United States from Central America, and they're getting thrown out of Canada. Fuck. Show me where it's written in stone that these people can't come and live here. You know, and everybody, I listen to talk shows, right? And people phone up and they go,
I'd just like to say that I'm not a racist, but
you know, and you know that they're scared shitless, right? That their whole world is going to be upset by some people coming up from another part of the world, and it's disgusting, you know? And then they got the nerve to sing True, Strong and Free. They don't know what they're talking about.
Are most Canadians bothered by, like, the intervention of the United States in the country, by the politics? America's testing their cruise missiles and you know, taking a stand on the politics. Like, if the U.S. does it, Canada's right stands right behind us.
The majority of Canadians are opposed to cruise missile testing, but that doesn't make any difference. Like, when you elect leaders, they're going to lead you. And when you start electing representatives, then you might get representation if you're lucky. I mean, it's all safe, right? The majority of the people are opposed to it, but the government goes ahead and does it anyway. And by the time election time rolls around again, they'll figure out some mumbo-jumbo about economics and unemployment and pull the wool over people's eyes, right? I mean, this is an outrage. Those people should be thrown out of office immediately.
Because here in the States, we really don't hear too much about any demonstrations going on. I mean, Gary Hanna is, you know, the only thing we've heard of.
There wasn't really much going on. Last time we tested the cruise missile, four people. Someone snuck around the military base.
There's very little you can do. I mean, you're such a fucking big country, right?
Yeah.
Greenpeace sent a few people into the drop area to try and disrupt it. But the country is so massive, you really can't do anything. You have like 90% of the population live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. And the rest of the country is virtually uninhabited.
Free beer and free hot dogs.
So,
you know, like,
what can you do?
Is there ever a time you really just, you know, want to stop? I mean, you've been doing this for so long now, adding miles and miles. Like, you know, it seems every 6 months or so you're on tour.
Yeah. It's really challenging,
you know, to get yourself up doing it. More and more times, you have to start finding good reasons for doing it. You know, I used to just go out and do it because I like to party and, you know, a lark and stuff like that. You know, now I have to really think about why I go out and do it and try to, like, you know, find better reasons.
Well, how about that that little package of sugar that we got the other day in the restaurant?
You
said it's better to have tried to do something and failed than to have tried to do nothing and succeeded. You know,
that's little tidbits like that that make you want to keep going.
Now, you're on the stage looking out, does each town have its own personality? Or does it all sort of blend in? You know, like, what do you see when you're out there on the stage looking out?
I see personalities. I see definite personalities, I think.
There's definite stereotypical people like that pop up in each city. And some of them are really great stereotypes, and some of them are shitty stereotypes.
That's all. Yeah.
Because I get the, I don't know.
Some places are dominated by people with, or a lot of people with, that you really,
we're doing great.
Think that they're doing, like, you know, trying really hard to do something, not to be a fuckhead or something. And then some places are dominated by fuckheads.
The thing that I really look for, is I look for the smiles, right? I don't care about, you know, short or tall or some kind of haircut or what kind of clothes you're wearing.
But if they're smiling,
it's okay, right? That's why we're there. I don't even care about dance. The dancing scene is a little too volatile still for women to participate. It ends up being a boys club.
He's come up and boys club.
So if people smile and tap their feet, I'm happy.
Do I talk about Chris Williamson?
.1 FM Turmoil with DOA Liar for Hire. They'll be playing up at the Anthrax this Friday night with No Means No. And one other band, check it out if you can. Before DOA, we heard No Means No with Love Thang, and Embrace started us off with Spoke. Embrace, No Means No, DOA. Now you know what goes on in the dressing rooms of bands at shows, if any of you have never gotten into them. Just a lot of noise, a lot of rowdiness going on, and very selfish people who talk while they see you doing an interview and they don't seem to care or want to quiet down. So we played as much of that as I could tolerate. I hope you were able to pick out some of the comments from Dave, Greg, and Brian there about the touring and about the band and about the Canada, things like that. I hope you were able to pick that up. Maybe if things go well this Friday night, I'll try to get some more comments from them up at the Anthrax, but I really would like to talk to No Means No when I'm up there. So maybe we'll have an interview with them in a few weeks. Going to go back to some cassettes. see how much of this I can fit in before I have to go off the air. This band is from New Jersey. They're called Psycho Sin, and they got their name from the Allen Ginsberg poem Howl. They've been together since 1983 with a bunch of different bass players. They have a 45 out. They should have a new album out too. And I think one of the bass players on this band, in fact, is Olivier from the French band Wrapped, because I saw his name on there, and I know he moved to New Jersey, so he might be playing bass on this too. So from the cassettes, this is Psycho Sin here on Turmoil.
Revolution!
They called him Kid Amazing.
They call him Kid Amazing. They knew he was the best. He used to do the dishes. Now he's such a mess. He traded in his apron for khakis and a gun. He's lying in a foxhole, not having too much fun. He didn't really want to, but he had to go or wind up washing windshields down on Skid Row. No-nonsense pantyhose in the army, high technology in college. He could use a discipline, make apology, brain dredge, down and give me 25. No-nonsense pantyhose in the army, he wanted that degree, wanted those cash dollars. Now he's holding his breath and hollers. He didn't join the army for a joke or to cop a plea. He joined because he was broke and not to defend you and me. He joined the army to escape the disease of poverty. He joined the army to escape the disease called poverty. And now he's on his knees praying to come home, praying, let me get that Skid Row. Let me get that jail cell. Just don't let me let them shoot my ass in this cold puddle.
Rows upon rows of veggies on a death farm. Acres of suffering. They didn't do anybody harm. They're born to die and then die to look good. Who says there's such a thing as innocent food?